Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ricky Bones. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Warren Newson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Esteban Beltre. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Listach hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Seitzer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There's a wild pitch. Listach moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Listach moves to third. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Beltre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Raines moves to second. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura hits a line drive beyond short. Listach can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Raines moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it and throws to second for the out. Raines scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Newson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Newson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hamilton hits a line drive towards short. Beltre reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jaha hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Beltre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground for a single. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fletcher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sax reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Listach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Listach hits a line drive for a single. Surhoff moves to third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Surhoff tags and scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Listach. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Listach steals second. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive beyond second. Fletcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Raines steals second. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Raines steals third. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McDowell, and towards Ventura, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton strikes out. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newson is 0 for 1 in the game. Newson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0 for 1 in the game. Sachs hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field. Newson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher bunts towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Listach is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Listach bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beltre is 0 for 1 in the game. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Bones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Newson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive beyond short. Beltre can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. There goes Molitor. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Beltre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hamilton moves to second. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 0 for 2 in the game. Jaha bunts towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jaha for the out. Hamilton moves to third. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff is walked intentionally. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Johnson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Sachs. Sachs fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Sachs. Hamilton scores. Surhoff goes all the way around to score. Fletcher moves to third. It's 3-1, Brewers. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Listach hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sachs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newson is 0 for 2 in the game. Newson hits a pop-up towards short. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sachs is 0 for 2 in the game. Sachs hits a line drive towards third. Seitzer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beltre is 0 for 2 in the game. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Reigns bunts for a single. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hamilton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground for a single. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Fisk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Henry now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Joey Cora pinch runs for George Bell. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Newson is 0-for-3 in the game. Newson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sachs is 0-for-3 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.